ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Billy Graham said our relationship must be right with God before it can be right with man. And then I would add, I'm sure he probably said this as well, and this might be taken out of context, but I would add to that this morning that our hearts have to be right with man to be right with God as well. God is big on making sure you and I understand that you cannot hate your spouse and hate your family members and hate other people and don't try to get along with them and be close to him. It doesn't work that way. Join me, ladies and gentlemen, in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven. You need to set it up. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Is that working fine now? Okay. It is love? Okay, good. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, we are still dealing with on a daily basis the family verses. Don't worry about, is that connected? Is that connected? Do you normally have that on? Want to work just fine like that for the day? Yeah, because they may not help it. We got to test that. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And I hate when parents do this, when the pastor or the preacher gets on other people in the family, and in this case the children. You got parents, fathers and mothers, but mostly mothers, who have not been doing their job and want to try to put their job onto the pastor, sit there beside their children looking knowingly askance at their children. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get them, Pastor. Mm-hmm. They're disobedient, rebellious hellions. Get them, Pastor. But before you do that, parents, mothers, make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in this same passage of Scripture. God tells you to do certain things. Make sure you're doing what God told you. For I am convinced many children are disobedient, stubborn, and rebellious because either the father is disobedient to God, or the mother is disobedient to the father, to the husband, or both. And when your children don't see you being obedient to God, you're going to reap what you sow. When your children don't see you being obedient to your portion of this passage, then you're going to reap what you sow, parents. So don't do the little sideways look. Verse 3, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Stephen J. Cole writes in his commentary on this passage in the Word of God, the opposite of honoring your parents would be to show contempt for them, to despise them in your heart, or to be rude, disrespectful, and ungrateful towards them. It's your heart attitude that matters. It's not just what you say. It's not just what you do. It's your heart attitude, your spirit. I have told my children down through the years that what you do make sure you do it with the right heart, attitude, and spirit, because that matters most. We have had down through the years all across this country people who can do a halfway decent job, but their attitude stinks, and you don't want to be around them. And as your children grow older, they must understand they might be educated, they might be well, they may have some skills, but they need to understand that if they don't have a good attitude in a good spirit, not only towards you, but towards others, they will be able to get a job, but they will not be able to keep a job. Because people, especially in Texas, if they don't like your attitude and spirit, it doesn't matter to them how great of a job you can do. They will get rid of you because they don't want to be around you. I don't even, I'm not interested in receiving gifts from my children if they don't do it with the right heart, attitude, and spirit. And if they don't do it with the right heart, attitude, and spirit, I will reject it. Some of you parents, you take anything from your children, and I do not. Because it needs to be done with the right heart, attitude, and spirit, or not at all, as far as I'm concerned. And by the way, God is more concerned about your heart, attitude, and spirit when you are giving an offering or giving Him something. Is your heart right? Is your attitude right? Is your spirit right? That's what you need to focus on. You get that right, and then everything will be all right. Someone said it a long time ago, and it is true today. Your attitude determines your altitude. Some people today are turkeys gobbling on the ground when they should be eagles soaring high. But they can't because they have a nasty, negative, demonic attitude from hell oftentimes like one of their parents. They have picked up that nasty attitude spirit, and they think because they are cute or pretty or handsome or smart or educated that they will get by. I have news for you. You will not get by in life. You will not get by in your marriage. You will not get by in your family life. You will not get by with a nasty attitude on the job or in business, because people are not going to put up with your nasty, sour, demonic attitude from hell. And they're not going to put up with your being a flighty person. That is a person who is up and down. Women who are moody. They live their lives based upon how they feel at that moment. They have no consistency. And men who act effeminate and who are moody and up and down, 1 hour they're fine, the next hour they're mad as the devil, or they got a stinky look on their face. Especially in Texas, they're not gonna put up with your foolishness and your immaturity. So your attitude matters more than anything. In fact, I have told my children I would rather have somebody working for me who is not that talented, does not even have a great work ethic, compared to the other person who is always mad as hell, who has a bad attitude. I would rather have a pleasant, cheerful person around me who can do the work 50% than a person who can do the work 100% with a nasty, demonic attitude from hell. Amen, somebody. Please, give me a pleasant, cheerful person. And I want to tell you something. Pleasant, cheerful, nice people, you hear me and you hear me well. They get paid a whole lot more money. They get a whole lot more blessings and material things and the things they like in life. They get rewarded the most. You don't believe me? Go to a restaurant and get a waitress or a waiter who has a bad attitude. Check their tip box compared to the lady who is smiling. She's cheerful, joyful, and pleasant. Or the waiter who's the same. And they act like and they are sincere. They don't mind serving you. And you check their tip box at the end of the day. And this is a note to wives. Some of you wives don't have what you would like to have. Some of you wives don't like what, you don't have what you want in life. And I know you got a little sweet teddy bear of a husband, but you're not getting all that you could get if you have a nasty attitude. So just put that in your hat and think about that. If you children aren't honoring your parents, you have a deeper heart problem of rebellion towards God. Back to the text. If you're grateful to God for His salvation, then you can honor those whom He has placed over you for your blessing and protection. But maybe you're thinking, my parents don't deserve any honor. Why should I honor them? You should honor your parents because God commands it. Amen, somebody. But not only that, as I said yesterday, I will add, if you have a grateful, thankful heart, a Christian heart, as you look back, you will be able to find many things to thank God for your parents about, and to thank your parents about. Several things, maybe. At least a few things. God, back to the commentary, God is the sovereign of the universe. His holy law is the final court of appeal. His holy law is the final court of appeal. He didn't give us the 10 suggestions for a happy life like some preachers like to do, or the 10 habits of highly successful people. Although keeping his commandments will result in a happy life, a blessed life. To dishonor your parents is to disobey God. I hope that you got that simple truth. To dishonor your parents is to disobey God, who ordained these commandments for our good, not for our hurt, for our good. We should keep them because we love and fear God. It's a choice that you make. And if you are not saved, it's going to be very hard for you to do this. So you need to be saved. You need to be born again. You need to be a Christian. If you are saved right now and you are a born-again Christian, your soul and your spirit on the inside of you is saying, yes, that's right, that's true. Amen, that's right, that's wonderful. I need to do that. I need to be that kind of person. If you're lost and you're on your way to hell, you have hellacious rebelliousness in your soul, and you're boiling up against it. You're mad that this man has the audacity to say something so foreign to our day and time. But it is still true. Let's pray for the family. Holy Father, God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help parents and children take heed to this time. For, Lord, if we don't have revival in the family, we'll never have revival in the church. Because the church is made up of families. And the many families today are divided, fractured, full of sin, evil, and rebelliousness, and are being hypocrites and phonies on Sunday mornings, and then crumble down to nothing after a while, by and by, with the children being destroyed for life. So, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have mercy and grace, Lord, in all families. We pray that you'll save those families that are lost and those that claim to be saved. Heal them and revive them again to be what you want them to be, not what we want them to be. Let your will be done, not ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our devotional passage for today is Psalm 119, 73 through 80. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. they that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. You know, when Christians get together, something happens. And it is a beautiful thing. Even when you don't know the individual. For example, I met a man the other day. We've never met before. And we started talking about something, about a business deal. And he said, I can tell you're a Christian. He said, I said, how can you tell that? He said, I can tell you're a Christian. I know you. I can sense the Spirit. And he said, I believe it's going to work out. This is going to work out fine. And he just smiled. He said, then he told me exactly, I rarely get this. He told me exactly the day he got saved. I think he got saved in 1983. And then, of course, that moved me to tell him the day I got saved, which was a few years before him, December the 19th, 1979. We just had never met before in our lives. He is Latino. I'm black. And we hit it off just like that. And we called each other brothers. That's an amazing thing, and I've had that experience many times down through the years. Verse 75, I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy mercy, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Now, beloved, regarding this passage, Dr. Matthew Henry writes, God made us to serve him and to enjoy him. But by sin, we have made ourselves unfit to serve him and enjoy him. We ought, therefore, to continually beseech him by his Holy Spirit and by his grace to give us understanding. The comforts some have in God should be a matter of joy to others. But it is easy to own that God's judgments are right until it comes to be our own case. All supports under affliction must come from mercy and compassion. The mercies of God are tender mercies. The mercies of a father, the compassion of a mother to her son or her daughter. They come to us when we are not able to go to them. End of quote. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for the stabilizing power of your holy word. Lord, your holy word is like an anchor. It's like an anchor. It holds us down from the flightiness and the bouncing around and being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine and every new philosophical idea. It stabilizes us. So have your holy word to find a great lodging place in our hearts and our lives, our minds, our souls, and our spirits, and help us to meditate on your holy word throughout this day and to obey your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in prayer for the estates. Holy Father God, we pray, Lord, for your church. We pray that you would help us to get on a revival ground through prayer, humility, seeking your face, turning from our wicked ways, remembering from whence we have fallen, repenting of bad works, repeating good works, and getting back to you, our first love. Holy Father God, we pray for the president and all other governmental leaders based upon your holy word. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. As we have prayed for every president since President Reagan, we pray for President Donald Trump and his administration and his family. We pray for the salvation of the president and all of the people involved in his family and in his administration. We pray that you'll give the president wisdom as well as everyone else and the good things that he wants to do. We pray that he would be allowed to do those good things and that he would take heed to wise counsel from the men of God that surround him and do the right thing as a Christian man, a Christian gentleman, to avoid a whole lot of problems for himself. We pray these blessings upon Vice President Mike Pence, First Lady Melania Trump, who's doing a bang-up job considering the circumstances. We pray for Second Lady Karen Pence, all White House staff, including Director of Budget Policy Paul L. Winfrey, all leaders of federal agencies, including National Archivist David Ferrero, all state governors, including Georgia Governor Nathan Deal, all city mayors, including Chesapeake, Virginia Mayor Alan P. Krosnoff, all members of Congress, including California Representative Alan Lowenthal, all law enforcement officials, including Reno, Nevada Police Chief Jason Soto, all military leaders, including Defense Secretary James Mad Dog Mattis, Admiral John M. Richardson, Chief of Naval Operations, leaders of nations around the world, including Kazakhstan's Prime Minister, Bahiyazan Sajentayev, and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we pray that you deliver Benjamin Netanyahu from the problems that he's facing, that he can continue to serve and do the good job that he has done. We pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the people the citizens in this country and around the globe. Lord, we thank you for your holy word that says, for God so loved the world. We know that you love these people, and we pray that your Holy Spirit would move upon their hearts and not give them rest until they receive the gospel. Trust Jesus Christ as Savior to have their lives turned around and changed, and their destinations changed as well. And Lord, forgive us of our sins in the church, of inactivity, going AWOL, not witnessing, Lord, as we should, not passing out gospel literature as we should, printed literature as well as digital literature. And we pray for the media, save those who are lost, open their blinded eyes, revive and encourage those who are saved, and help them to tell the truth and guide the people correctly. And Holy Father God, we pray for current events all around the world. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the comfort of the families impacted this morning by the shooting in Maryland at another high school. And I'm sure by the time we get out of this devotional time, we will have more details about that tragedy. For some, we already know, have been injured. And we pray that you would comfort those families, as the school and the police told the parents not to go to the school yet, which is extremely hard to do when there's shooting going on around your children. And I want that bring the children home thing back up today. And Holy Father God, we pray for the comfort of the families of four people killed in bombings. Another bomb has gone off in Austin. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would comfort the people there in San Antonio and in the Austin area. But we pray for these people who are experiencing bombings in Afghanistan, that you would comfort them as well. And so we pray for the comfort of the families of the three people killed in a hotel fire in Manila, a place that I have been before. And we pray for the recovery of the 23 who were injured. We pray for the comfort of the families of the six people killed in the bridge collapse in Miami, for the recovery of those who were injured in this awful tragedy. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the prayer requests that have come in the hundreds now through the years. And we thank you for the privilege to pray for these people. And we pray for all of those who have sent in prayer requests. Hear and answer their prayers, and hear and answer our prayers for them. And we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life, protection, and provision blessings for them. We pray for a few by name. We pray for Barry. Please have the problems on his wife's side of the family to be exposed and resolved. Provide them a place to live. Heal Barry from his disability and provide them enough money to live on. We pray for Arun. Please protect his wife and their new child. Help them to raise him to be God-fearing and wise. Bless Arun to find the work that you want him to do with a good salary. We pray for Martha. Please help her to repent of all her sins and bless her with a child. We pray, Lord, for those who have trusted you as Savior, help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. We pray for Maggie. We pray for Rosa. We pray for Sylvia. Help these to grow in the faith. Help us to be the disciplers of the disciples that you want us to be. And we pray for those who have recommitted their lives to you. We pray for Anne. We pray for Dominique. And we pray for Angela. And we pray that you will help them to stand strong in the faith. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We commit these souls into your hands. And, Lord, we commit our souls into your hands this morning. Lead, guide, and direct us in the way that you want us to go. And we pray that you would use us as you see fit. Order our steps and direct our ways. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our devotional reading for today is titled Be Sensitive. Be Sensitive by Dr. Billy Graham. 1 John 4:8 says, If a person isn't loving and kind, it shows that he doesn't know God, for God is love. He's using a different version than what we use here, but that's okay. Jesus wept tears of compassion at the graveside of a friend. He mourned over Jerusalem because, as a city, it had lost its appreciation of the things of the Spirit of God. His great heart was sensitive to the needs of others. By the way, is your heart sensitive to the needs of others? In other words, are you considerate of others? Or are you selfish and you're only concerned about yourself and your needs and what you want? This is a huge problem, and this is something that should be taught to people as children. I pity you, dear friend, if you have somehow gotten into adulthood and you're not considerate of others, that you are selfish and you only think about yourself. I assure you that you will not go far in life. Back to the devotional. Billy Graham says, to emphasize the importance of man's love for men in a good way, a biblical way, he revised an old commandment to make it read, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and thy neighbor as thyself. That'll kill selfishness right there. This generation is rough and tough, Billy Graham said. I heard a little boy boasting one day about how tough he was. He said, on the street, I live on the farther out you go, the tougher they get. And I live in the last house. Wow. Wow, he must have been a tough joker. Until you have learned the value of compassionately sharing others' sorrow, distress, and misfortune, you cannot know real happiness. You cannot know real joy and peace. Follow Jesus' example of sensitivity of spirit and let him fill you with love and empathy for others. For example, this morning, are you concerned about the families of the six killed? under that bridge. It broke my heart yesterday when I read about a father who lost his daughter. I believe she was the only woman who got killed under that bridge. And all he said was, "My little girl." She was 18. My little girl was trapped in that car and could not get out. Those of you who are fathers, if that does not break your heart, I don't know what will. No one murdered her. No one, she was not taken in a rape situation, but that was his little girl that he had raised to 18, and she was in college, just sitting under a bridge at the light, and out of nowhere, the bridge collapses. Are you concerned about the children being shot at this morning? Your children are not being shot at, thank God, but you ought to go ahead and pray for those children who are being shot at in Maryland today. And don't forget the 17 already killed. The suspect's brother, the murderer's brother, rather, was arrested yesterday because he was on the campus and he was told not to be. Be concerned about others. Pray for others. Don't gawk at others. Pray for them. Stop being selfish. Those of you Christian parents who have homeschooled your children, and your children don't know anything about hiding under the desk or an active shooter situation, don't adopt an arrogant attitude and think that you're better than these other people. You need to thank God for giving you the wisdom to do stuff like that. But you're obligated to pray for these other folks. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for this wonderful time together and around your holy word in many ways, and also praying in many ways. And Lord, we thank you for your holy word that says, "Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." And Lord, we pray that you would comfort the people who are hurting this morning. Help us to never forget them while things might be going well for us. Help us not to forget those where things are not going well for them. And help us to pray for them. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you do not know where you would go if you were to die today suddenly, and with what's going on around the world, you could die today suddenly, where would you go? Would you go to heaven to be with God and Jesus Christ? Are you sure about that? Would you go to hell? Allow me to show you how you can be sure that you are going to heaven to be with God and that you're not going to hell. Place your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will save you from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a punishment, there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically. We die spiritually. Our body goes to the grave. Our soul goes to hell if we die without Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Now that is bad news. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is, should not perish in hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. So dear friend of mine, just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you and for me, so that we can live eternally with him and not go to that awful place called hell. The only reason why God is waiting to come back, to send his son back, Jesus Christ, he's waiting on you to repent of your sins and trust Christ as Savior. Pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will. The Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Join me in prayer. Follow me in prayer as we pray what is called the sinner's prayer. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. And I assure you that God is more eager to save you than you are to be saved. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done wrong and evil in your sight. I have disobeyed you. I have broken your Ten Commandments through lying, dishonesty, lust, stealing, dishonoring my parents, and other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and receiving Him as your Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
Just like you said you